In London today, a new museum opened its doors. It honors Sir Winston Churchill, the pugnacious Prime Minister who rallied Britain through some of its darkest hours during World War II.
Now one bond unites us all, to wage war until victory is won, and never to surrender ourselves to servitude and shame, whatever the cost and the agony may be.
The museum is located in the subterranean cabinet rooms where Churchill directed the war effort. It attempts to give visitors a broader understanding of Winston Churchill, beyond the time-worn image of the fiery orator flashing a V-sign and a trademark cigar. Alan Packwood is the director of the Churchill Archive Center at Cambridge University. The center worked closely with museum curators.
What really sets this museum apart, I think, is its strong use of audio-visual material. You hear Churchill speak, you see Churchill at various different stages of his life, and you can interact with Churchill. At the heart of this museum is an enormous timeline. You call up any date you're interested in, and you see what Churchill was doing on that date. Now, within the timeline, there are a number of special dates where if you call them up, things happen on the screen. So, for example, if you call up the date of the Dambusters raid, then you hear the sounds of an aeroplane and the image of a Lancaster bomber sweeps down the table, dropping its bouncing bomb, and then you hear the water cascading from the dam after the explosion. If you call up the first day of the Battle of the Somme, 1st of June 1916, then the whole table becomes covered with poppies in commemoration of the many, many Allied troops who died on that day.
Mr. Packwood, how will this museum change the conventional image of Churchill, which has been pretty much fixed since World War II?
I think Churchill now is established as a great historical figure. I think he will always be remembered for his finest hour in 1940. But I think there's a great danger that people won't understand properly his contribution in 1940 because they won't understand the context that leads up to that moment and to those events. And this museum will help make that context intelligible.
Was that a challenge for the curators to make sure that they captured not just the man who helped lead Britain through World War II, but also a man who had made some missteps involving the Iraqis, the Latvians, the disaster at Gallipoli?
I think so. People are going to ask, well, wasn't he also the man who used troops against striking miners? Wasn't he the man who was prepared to use gas in Iraq? All of these things about Churchill. And you can't dodge those issues. I think Phil Reed, who's the director of the Cabinet War Rooms, put it very well in an interview when he said, yes, Churchill is a great man, and we want to show that he was a great man, but even great men have faults and flaws. Those are part of Churchill, and that he may well have learned from some of those flaws and mistakes, and that they may well have helped to shape him and make him the man he was in 1940 to 45.
There have been several biographies written about Churchill over the last two decades. How have the biographies led to a reappraisal of his leadership?
When Churchill died in 1965, there was, of course, a great outpouring of very positive literature about him. Then, inevitably, as time passed, people began to look at his record more critically, and there were, in fact, a number of quite hostile biographies of Churchill. I think as we enter a new century, people inevitably look back on the last century and they look for defining moments and they look for defining characters. And they've certainly latched on to Churchill as one of those. But I also think in the aftermath of September the 11th, leaders on both sides of the Atlantic looked for examples of strong leadership. They looked back to the last great moment of world crisis, and they used Churchill as a role model and as an example.
Alan Packwood is the director of the Churchill Archive Center at Cambridge University. Alan Packwood, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.